大家好，欢迎大家收听这一期的早安英文，我是木木。
This is Lena.
Well, a lot of students get very scared when they talk on the phone.
Why is that?
Well, you can see the person's lips moving when you are on the telephone in English, another language. So
today we're going to share some tips when you talk on the telephone.
对，我们在打电话的时候，尤其是用全英文，难免会有些紧张，因为不能看到对方的嘴型，而且呢，英语学的再好呢，这个我觉得还是会有点紧张的。如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
So, number one, don't be direct.
对，就是不能太直接了。
Maybe they'll say something like, I want to talk to. This is very direct English.
Yeah, it's better when you are on the phone, especially to someone you don't know that well, to use polite English.
Such as could, would, may. We can say, may I speak to Mr. Bob? Could you hold on a minute, please?
对，我们尽量多使用一些非常礼貌的用语，比如说 could.Would and may, 比如说我可以找 Bob 接下电话吗？你能稍等一下吗？尽量用 could 和 may 这样一些礼貌的用语。哎，我发现我自己年纪大了，特别的啰嗦。就是我们在接电话的时候呢，总会遇到大大小小的问题，比如说你没有听清楚对方在讲什么，我们应该怎么问呢？ Very important tip. Ask if we don't understand.
A lot of students get nervous on the phone and they're too embarrassed to tell the person they're talking to, I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's very important to tell the person that.
So in that case, how should we say if we don't understand or we want they to say that again?
So we could say, could you please repeat that?
我们可以用非常礼貌的用语让对方重复一下。Or if there are some words we don't hear them clearly, then what we should say?
Would you mind spelling that for me?
就是可以，比如说某个单词你没有听太清楚，你说可以帮我拼写一下吗？那我觉得如果觉得这个对方说话声音太小了呢？
Then you could say, could you speak up a little please?
If I think the other one speak too fast...
Then we can say, I'm sorry, can you please slow down? My English is not strong.
I don't think anyone will call me if I have so many questions and requirements to ask them.
Well, it'll help improve your English, so maybe they won't mind helping.
The next tip is about numbers.
Yes, a lot of time when you talk on the phone, you have to use numbers or someone will tell you a number. And you may have to write it down. It's very important to practice your numbers. Practice listening for numbers. So, for example, a lot of students have trouble distinguishing some numbers.
Yes, like 30 and 13.
Yes, so 30, the first part is long, thir. The second part is short, t, 30.
30 versus 13, where the first part of the number is short, and the second, the part is long.
Yeah, very good. So we have 13, and then we have 30, like 14 and 40.
对，别看这些数字看上去挺简单，你说这不是小学生学的吗？但真正我们在说的时候一定要注意数字它们几十和十几它发音上的一些区别。好，接下来的这一点。
So, the next tip, number 7, when you're on the phone, it's important to know if you should use formal or informal English.
Yes, 非常正确，就是我们要特别要注意的就是正式和非正式的用语。
Formal English you would use maybe if you're talking to someone you don't know. Maybe if you work at a business, you might use this with a customer.
So it's a very polite English. Informal English is the English you would use with your friends.
Yes, an example of this in a job interview, if someone calls you and they ask to speak to you and you say, oh hey, how's it going? This is very informal English. What you should say is, how are you?
Yep, it's very important to know the difference.
Now, the last tip is smile.
Good tip. When you smile when you are on the phone, it makes your brain think you are very happy and it will calm you down.
So you'll feel less nervous if you smile, and also people can usually hear if someone is smiling. It sounds weird, but it's true.
所以呢，大家在打电话的时候要多笑一笑，这样的话呢，既可以给对方，你觉得你的心情是非常愉悦的，还可以让你用英文打电话的时候不那么紧张。So Zelina, are there any other tips you can tell us to make you feel calm down when you are talking on the phone? When we are talking on the phone?
When we're talking on the phone?I don't know. I don't talk on the phone anymore.
Just use WeChat.
Always text.
So we got time to think about what we should say.
Yes,
right?
It makes it easier.
I like it.
So today we've learned how to be formal or informal,、that you need to be careful of the words that you say, also with numbers.
Yeah.
And also, you must ask for help.If you don't understand, it's okay if you say it.
对 don't feel embarrassed about ask them
no one
to
will
repeat.
Mind. People will be more angry if you pretend you know what
yeah,
happened.
Of course,
and、
I、
then、
bet.
They're like, okay, what did I say? And you have no idea.
对就是大家千万不要不懂装懂啊就是不会就一定要问没听懂就让 对方重复总比你这个啊说对对对我知道了其实又不知道的好。节目听不过瘾马上升级我们的会员有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程一年内直播课无限量供应包含发音美剧写作阅读学习方法让你和老外无障碍交流原价999元限时特惠一年只需629元了解以及购买课程请微信搜索关注早安英文回复会员两个字就可以了所以希望大家以后可以试试用英文打电话。这期节目呢，我们就到这里了。我是木木
，This is Lena。
我们下期见。
下期见，
拜拜。
拜。